Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur, where we saw the Gemara, and we saw the Rambam, and we saw that the Gemara and the Rambam didn't seem to shtim, didn't seem to work very well together. The Rambam seems to go against the Gemara. Let's see again. And then afterwards we saw the Teretz of the Kesef Mishnah, and here it's Mitzvah Shem. Now we're going to see the Kashas, the Arachayim HaKadosh. So what the Gemara had said was, Shtei avanim tovos ha'ilo l'kohen gadol al k'seifov, achas mikan v'achas mikan. He had two stones, one on each shoulder, and the 12 tribes are written on them. Shisha levin zu v'shisha levin zu. And then the Gemara says, Shnia kitoldosam, v'lo rishona kitoldosam. The shisim rishosam elavan achas, shisha shnia kitoldosam, v'lo rishona kitoldosam. Because it says, Evan Hashem is Kitoldosam. So only on the second Evan were they Kitoldosam, and not on the first one. In other words, according to the Tanakhama, the Seder is, and the second of the Avanim, it's in order of their birth, Gad Asher Yisachar Zvulun, Yosef, and Binyamin. And the first is not Kesedu Toldosam, because Mahayb Dan, we start off with Yehuda, and then Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Dan, and Naphtali. So that's not Kesedar. Then Viter, and then the Gemara says that there are 50 Osius Pesach Kol, 25 in each stone. And then Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel disagrees, and he says it's not like it is in the in Dvarim, not like the Seder in Dvarim, which is Reuven, Shimon, Yehuda, Yisachar, Zvulun, Yosef, Binyamin, Dan, Asher, Gad, Naphtali. It's not that Kadat Seder, but rather Kederach Shakalim B'Chomer Sheni, like the Seder is in Sefer Shmos. What's the Seder in Sefer Shmos? The beginning. Ketzad. So says Rabbi Chanina Gamliel. B'nei Lea kisidron. B'nei Lea is kiseder shanoldu al evan achas. And B'nei Rochel, echad mikan ve'echad mikan, or B'nei Shvachel is be'emtza. Which means that according to Rabbi Chanina Gamliel, as Rashi is understanding it, and the first stone is the B'nei Lea, kisidron, as they're born, which is Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, and Zvulun. And then in the second stone is Pnei Rachel, Echad, Mikan, Vechem, Kan, one up and one below, as Rashi understands it. And Rashi learns that it's Binyamin on the top and Yosef on the bottom. And then in the middle are the Bnei Shvachos. In the middle are Dan, Naphtali, Gad, and Asher. So according to Rabbi Chanina Gamliel, it's Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, and Zvulun on one stone, and then on the other stone, it's Binyamin, Dan, Naphtali, Gad, Asher, and Yosef. One stone is Bnei Leah, and the other stone is Bnei Rachel, Bnei Shvachos, the Bnei Rachel, one above, one below, Binyamin on top, Yosef on the bottom. So that is all Shitas Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel. And then the Gemara says, so what does he do with Kitoldosam? According to him, it's not Kitoldosam. According to the Tanakhama, it's Kitoldosam. Because you have in the order of their birth, you have at least on the second stone, right? Shnei Kitoldosam. On the second stone, you have Gad Asher Yisachar Zvulun Yosef Binyamin. The Seder Leidosam. That's Kitoldosam. But what is the Heilige Rabbi Chanina Gamliel going to do with Kitoldosam? So the Gemara says that as their father called them, as Yaakov called them, not Moshe. In other words, they're going to be writing Ruvain and not Ruvaini, Shimon not Shimoni, etc. Terrific. And then the Gemara Vayter says, if it's 25 on each stone, then it's not, it's 49. We don't have 50 letters, we have 49. So you can't say 50 letters. So how are we going to get the 50th? And the answer is, we're going to get the 50th by, right, because it says they were 50, Tanakhama says they were 25 letters on each. But it's not, we're missing one letter. So first the Gemara says, Yehosaf. And then the Gemara asks on that, no. It needs to be Kitoldosam, and he wasn't called when he was born, Yehosaf. So therefore he said, Binyamin's going to be Mali. Okay, so that's the Gemara. And the Rambam Seder is the Rambam writes that kacha yukosvin. First of all, Rambam says they were six on each stone, kid toldos, some according to their toldos, and they wrote the shame Yosef Yehosef. And then he says that it turns out they're 25 on each stone. And this is what they'd write. Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, Zvulun, Naphtali, Dan, Gad, Asher, Yosef, Binyamin. That's the Seder the Rambam writes. And then we understood it to mean that it's one after the next. In other words, on one stone is Reuven, second stone is Shimon. First stone is Levi, second stone is Yehuda. First stone is Yisachar, second stone is Zvulun. That's the Rambam's going. And the Rambam holds that and the stone with Reuven is on the right, and the stone with Shimon is on the left. So Reuven, Levi, Yisachar, Naphtali, Gad, and Yehosef is one stone. And then Shimon, Yehuda, Zvulun, Dan, Asher, and Binyamin is the second stone. And this Rambam is Sai, not like the Tanakhama, Sai, not like Rabbi Chanan ben Gamliel, holds like neither of them. Right? How is the Rambam? How are we going to explain the Rambam? Again, according to Tanakhama, and the first stone is Yehuda, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Dan, Naphtali. According to the Rambam, the first stone is Reuven, Levi, Yisachar, Naphtali, Gad, Yosef. Not even close. And according to Rabbi Chanina, the first stone is Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yisachar, Zvulun. According to the Rambam, the first stone is Reuven, Levi, Yisachar, Naphtali, Gad, Yosef. According to Rabbi Chanina Gamliel, the second stone is Binyamin, Dan, Naphtali, Gad, Asher, Yosef. According to the Rambam, Shimon, Yehuda, Zvulun, Dan, Asher, Binyamin. Mamash lo mistader b'chla. So the Kesef Mishnah notes this, obviously, as many of the notes say, Kalim. Where's the Rambam coming from? So the Kesef Mishnah had a resolution that really the Rambam is paskening like Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel. He just has a different understanding of Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel that Rashi has. How does he understand Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel? What he understands is that the Rambam is passing Rechim and Gamliel because Mistaber Taime, because his explanation is more Mistaber. His explanation is more logical than that of the Tanakhama. And the Rambam holds when Rechim and Gamliel says, Rechim and Gamliel says a lashon of Bnei Shvachos Be'emsa. Bnei Shvachos Be'emsa does not mean, as Rashi has it, that on the second stone, the Bnei Shvachos were in between Binyamin and Yosef, but rather, Bnei Shvachos Be'emtza means they're between the Bnei Leh and the Bnei Rachel. Which means that on the first stone, first you have three Bnei Leah, then you have two Shvachos, and then you have Ben Rachel, Yosef. On the second stone, you have the other three Bnei Leah, Shimon, Yehud, and Zvulun. Then you have the Bnei Shvachos, Dan, and Asher. And then you have Ben Rachel, Binyamin. So when it says that they're the Bnei Shvachos are in between, it doesn't mean in between the Bnei Rachel. It means in between the Bnei Leah and the Bnei Rachel. So that's what Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel holds, and the Rambam Paskin is exactly like that. Now Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel says that first Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel was makdim the Bnei Rachel to the Bnei Shvachos. Rechim Gamliel writes, Bnei Rachel echad mikan ve'echad mikan. One here and one there. And that's written before the Bnei Shvachos. So Rashi understood one above, one below. Binyamin on top, Rashi, Yosef on the bottom. And then comes the Bnei Shvachos in the middle. Dan of Tali, Gad, and Asher. However, the Rambam has it differently. The Rambam holds that Bnei Rachel, Echad Mikan, Vechad Mikan. It doesn't mean that they are written first. They're not written first, one on this side, one on that side, but meaning one on top, one on the bottom. But rather, Shu Bnei Gvir, this on one side and this on the other side. One on one side, one on the other side. In other words, on the bottom of one stone, Yehosef, and on the bottom of the other stone, Rachel. About the other stone, Binyamin. That's what the Rambam means, Echad Mikan, Echad Anam, one on top, one on the bottom. But one on one side, one on the other side. And as we asked, what's the Rambam passing like the Gemara? The Gemara says, don't go with Yehosef, go with Binyamin Mole. The Rambam goes with Yehosef. Because the Rambam says, according to the case of Mishnah, the Rambam is learning whole kash of the Gemara, it needs to be Kitaldosam, is only according to the Tanakhama. According to the Tanakhama, we say, what do you do with the Toldosam? And then he has to answer, meaning Kitaldosam, that it has to be as they were born, and he wasn't called Yehosef when he was born, he was called Yosef. So the Gemara has to answer, okay, Binyamin is Male. But that's only a kash according to the Tanakhama, according to the way Kesem Mishnah learned the Rambam. That it has to be Kitaldosam. But according to Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel, it's not a kasha b'chal. And since he's passing Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel, he has no problem doing the Yehosef thing, saying that it's Yehosef. Okay, so that is the thesis of the Kesef Mishnah, Pshit Sarambam, the Rambam passing Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel, is just a different understanding than Rashi does. As I noted in the previous year, it's kedai ma'ot to write down the various shitas. And just see them on, I have it in front of me, I wrote it out, the different Shvatim, what the Seder is according to the Tanakhama, according to the Rashi's Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel, and then the Rambam's. However, the Or Chaim HaKadosh is Mamish Tameh on the Kesef Mishnah. There's a number of kashas. Number one, how do you pass like the Tanakh, like Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel against Tanakhama? Usually pass like Tanakhama. And that he says Mistabir Taimei the Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel, he likes Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel, makes more sense. Says the Or Chaim HaKadosh, and our Psukim says Or Chaim HaKadosh, Ma Piton. Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel is not Mistabir at all, because he's being motzi as a pasuk b'mashmausa. Because how does he learn Kitaldosam? He learns Kitaldosam as their father called them, and not as Moshe called them. Is that more pshat? Or is Kitaldosam Keseder that they were born? Kitaldosam Keseder that they were born. And that's the Tanakhama. So the Tanakhama makes more sense. So why take a pasuk out of Pshuto if you don't have to, right? So it's more mistabe the time of the Tanakhama that it's Keseder Leidosam and not as Yaakov called them and not Moshe. Kefi Rechina ben Gamliel. Okay, that's kasha number one, the Or Chaim asked. So don't paskin like the Tanakhama, like Rechina ben Gamliel, paskin like the Tanakhama. Kasha number two is that according to the Rambam, Libda Kesef Mishnah, why did Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel say that the Bnei Leah are Kisidron and the Bnei Rachel are Echad Mikan and Echad Mikan? So, Mavur Mizela Hedya, that according to Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel, Bnei Leah aren't Echad Mikan ve Echad Mikan. Only Bnei Rachel are Echad Mikan ve Echad Mikan. That's why I use different Lashonas. He says there, Bnei Leah are Kisidron, and Bnei Rachel are Echad Mikan and Echad Mikan. And yet, if you look at Shitas HaRambam, as Kesef Mishnah understands, even Bnei Leah are Echad Mikan and Echad Mikan. Reuven on one side, Shimon on the other. Levi on one side, Yehud on the other. Sachar on one side, Zvulun on the other. So it is Echad Mikan and Echad Mikan. So why is it mashma that no, that Bnei Leah are not Echad Mikan ve'Echad Mikan, only Bnei Rachel? They both are. All he should have said is that Bnei Rachel are at the end. Yehosef on one side, Binyamin on the other. It's kasha number two. Kasha number three, and it's also asked by the Rikurkus, al Rambam. Shorei seidu zeinu klal ha-seidu shel chumash ha-sheni, shesham Bnei Leah him b'zeach rezeu Binyamin achareyim. This is not like the Seder of Shmos. In other words, in the Gemara it says that this is like the Seder of the second Chumash. Like we have it in the second Chumash, like we have it in Shmos. But it isn't Kesed that it isn't Shmos. There, Bnei Leah are Zeach are Zeh. What's the Pasuk can say for Shmos? Pasuk is as Rashi brings Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Issachar, and Zvulun. That's the Seder. But according to the Rambam, that's not the Seder here. It's Reuven, Levi, Yisachar, Naphtali, Gad, Yosef. So it's not in the same order as it is in Sefer Shmos. So how do we understand that Kesef Mishnah is saying a very difficult fort? The Rambam's going against the Paslank Reuven Chaim Gamliel, but it doesn't work with Reuven Chaim Gamliel. Because he says Kesader, it's been saved for Shmos, and the Rambam isn't like that Seder. Another Kasha. How does the Rambam know that B'nai Leah are half on this stone and half on that stone? In other words, the Rambam says that B'nai Leah are Reuven, Levi, and Yisachar on one stone, and Shimon, Yehuda, and Zvulun are on the other stone. It's not mashma like that from the pashtus of Rechanim Gamliel. Nei leir kesidron. What's kesidron? Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, and Zvulun. So mehechon and nishave la Rambam svar azu b'divrei Rechanim Gamliel. Meifo Rambam lakach etze? Meifo Rambam emtzi etze? Em efshar kach litbate? Ot sheila. And then another kasha. And then on this, the Heilige Orachaim HaKadosh. I feel very close kesher to the Orachaim HaKadosh. I was zoche to live for about 18 years on the Rechoiv of Orachaim, the Yerushalayim Atika, where the Orachaim had his shul, which I would daven in. Not enough. But I lived about a 6-second walk. From my building to the entrance to the shul, was it 6 seconds? I don't even know if it was 6 seconds. Depends how fast you walk. Could be quicker. In any event, the Or Chaim's last kasha is V'acharon Hichbid. This is the schwerste von the kashas. That the kasha of Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok. Nachman bar Yitzchok says, "Ayitz is kitoldosam." So how do you say Eidus Bihosav? How do you say Eidus Bihosav? It's not kitoldosam because he wasn't called that when he was born. So what did the Lechem, the Kesef Mishnah say? The Kesef Mishnah said, that's only a kasha according to the Tanakam. It's not a kasha according to Rechinim and Gamliel. And Memela, the Gemara blibes with the Yehosef. Only brothers are Rechinim and the Tanakam and Rechinim and Gamliel. Bahari Adarabu, Tanakam wasn't medactic klal b'shemus. Tanakam wasn't medactic in how it was written. According to Tanakam, what does Kitoldosam mean? Kitoldosam because Seder Leidosam. That's what Kitoldosa means. God Asher Yisachar Zvulun Yosef Ben Yamin. So he's not bothered by the Kitoldosam. Ma by Asher Lo B'Toldosam. Toldosam is Kesedir Leidosam, not how it's written. Faker, the other Rabbi, the Kashas Rechinim Gamliel. Because what does he learn from Kitoldosam? He learns from Kitoldosam as Jacob called him, not as Moses called him. In other words, Reuven and not Reuveni. Shimon and not Shimoni. Don not Adoni. Ah, so that's how it's written. So Faker, this Kashas Rechinim Gamliel Kashas. Not a Tanakam, it's Akash in the Tanakam. Vod hosif or chaim letmoa, Milashon Rambam, shekatav shisha levin zuv, kitoldotam. So the Rambam says, six on each stone, kitoldosam. So it's mavur that according to the Rambam, kitoldosam is on seder leidosam, like the Tanakama. And Bechlal, according to the way the Kesef Mishnah has the Rambam, it's Bechlal not even close to the Tanakam. Because if he meant as they are called by their father, he shouldn't have been Sosim Kitoldosam. Because the Gemara understood Kitoldosam, Seder Leidosam. The Gemara had to ask, so what does the Kitoldosam mean according to Rechinim and Gamliel? So in other words, Pashtus of Kitoldosam is Kesedir Leidosam. And the Rambam writes Kitoldosam, so in Pashas the Rambam's holding, they're written on the stones of Kesedir Leidosam, which they're not, L'chora. And the Orachaim concludes, and he says, after, with great respect to the great Kesef Mishnah, better blab with a kasha than say a pshat like you said. So we really, this was a blitzkrieg against the Heilige Kesef Mishnah. Kesef Mishnah lived in Tzfat, the Archaim is in Yerushalayim, so I guess he wasn't so afraid, it was a long distance. Today, a few hour bus ride, but back then, also add that according to the Rambam, the Shitaso, neither Evan is Kitoldosa. Right? Reuven, Levi, Yisachar, Naphtali, Gad, Yosef, one stone. Shimon, Yehuda, Zvulun, Dan, Asher, Binyamin. It's not Kitoldosa Bechla. So, how does the Rambam say it's Kitoldosa when it's really not Kitoldosa? And also, it says, Shisim, Shisha, Mishmosam. Six of their names. On one stone. And then the Shisha Hanosarim on the other stone. Six on one stone. And then the six remaining on the other stone. So how is it possible when you say six Shisha Mishmosam ala Evan Achas? And then the six remaining ones on the other one. If it just would have said six of their names, you would have started Reuven, Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda, right? And then, if there was no six Nosarim, it probably would have been Reuven, Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda. That would have been the best way to start it off, right? So, how could it be that according to the Rambam, no, Shisha Mishmosam is Reuven, Levi, and Yisachar. How does the Rambam get that those are going to be the first six names? Reuven, Levi, Yisachar, Naphtali, Gad, Yosef, Nechi, Tesi, those should be the first six. If there were only six, we wouldn't have had those. How is Shimon Mishisha Hanosar? How is Yehuda Mishisha Hanosar? What does this mean? How can it be? So, Merv Rabbeisai, this was the second shir in this amazing journey. And if God is good to us, we are going to continue, and we are going to see Neflos Mitaras Hashem, and start the Mahalach in the next shir. And it is extremely gratifying that we were able to learn this together, learn the first the Kashas in the Rambam and the Mahalach of the Kesef Mishnah, and then the the Kashas, the Orachaim, on the Yishuv of the Kesef Mishnah. And then, please God, in the next year, we will begin Liyashev et HaDvarim. V'nireh b'ezrat Hashem nefla'ot mitorat Hashem. And I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.